Our memory microphones have been carefully installed in the Blue Max at the Regency Hyatt O'Hare, where we're visiting today with Margaret Whiting. Margaret, welcome back to Chicago.
Well, it's always great to be back here. It was 2 years ago that I last appeared here, and although I come and visit all the time, and it's when another certain gentleman of the press says welcome home, I know he means it, and I mean it too. I'm just delighted to be back.
Well, we all say welcome home, and we are glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And it's good that you're on the stage at the Blue Max.
Oh, what a lovely room, and it's so much fun.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, it really is.
I've heard lots of stories about how you could sing hundreds of songs when you were only 2 years old. Is that a fact?
Well, they tell me that that's true. I knew the they'd play like two bars of an introduction, and I would say, in a little Spanish town, so my mother tells me, and I'd proceed to sing it. So I knew an awful lot of songs. Somebody once wrote that made me a genius. Not at all. I just was the daughter of a composer and knew all the songs.
What was it like being the daughter of Richard Whiting, the composer?
Well, of course, I was 11 when he passed away, but the 11 years that I remember, they were marvelous, because every night after dinner, if I ate my food and finished my plate off, this was a bribe to get me to eat well, and I guess that's why I always have to watch my weight, because my gift was I could go to the piano with my father, and he'd either play the songs that he'd written that day or the week before, or he'd get all the advance copies of Cole Porter and George Gershwin, which there were two of his best friends, Rodgers and Hart, and I remember at six listening to great songs that these men had written. So that was my treat.
Boy, that really does sound like a treat, getting advanced copies of some Cole Porter numbers.
I remember my father coming back from Hollywood and wondering what happened, why the audience didn't like Begin the McGee, and then coming back and to seeing George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, which the first time the critics hated it. It was a terrible bomb, that show, the first time. And he just thought the world had come to an end, because he says that's the greatest music. They've got to understand soon that this man is such a great composer, and he's written an American folk opera, but everybody just didn't like it at first. Of course, my father was right. It was a smash after.
Sure was.
Oh, it was great.
When did you make your first professional appearance?
Well, in 1940, about 42, Johnny Mercer had me on a radio show on NBC, and then I was going to school, and they signed me to NBC, and I sang for 2 years with Gordon Jenkins, and then soon after that, 1943, they started Capitol Records, and Johnny signed me to Capitol.
You had, was that before or after you were, you sang with Freddie Slack, didn't you?
Well, I just made a record with him. I made Black Magic, and Ella Mae Morris, who had all the big hits with him, was having a baby, so I went out to I did 2 weeks of theaters with him, and then there was one nightclub that I worked in, a band place, for about 3 weeks, taking her place while she was having the baby. But I never really sang with the band or toured with them. But I'm going to, though. This fall, I'm going out with Freddie Martin, and we've got a big band cavalcade they're putting together, and a couple of other, Bob Crosby, and we're going out all throughout the country, so it'll be my first tour with a band.
Hey, and you mean Freddie Martin and Bob Crosby and a whole
band are going out, and they're going to have the cavalcade of bands, I guess it's going to be called. Although I never sang with a band, I'm going to. I'll sing my records.
Maybe you'll appear on one of the jets flying overhead here.
I may, never can tell. I think it's kind of a nice sound, though. It's a friendly sound.
Fly the friendly skies or something.
That's right.
How many gold records have you earned?
I've had 12 that have gone over a million.
12?
12 of them. One, Slipping Around, sold over 3.5 million.
Which one was that?
Slipping Around.
Slipping Around. I thought you said the record was Slipping Around.
No, that's the country song.
During World War II and after and continually, you have constantly been appearing before servicemen over the world.
I've done about 2,500 shows for the servicemen and women all over the world, and I still do it when I'm called upon.
When you mentioned radio before and Johnny Mercer, you did an awful lot of work on radio through
the
years.
I was with Bob Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, Club 15. Then I was with Jack Smith and Dinah Shore and the Oxydol show. I worked with Jack Carson for a long time. And I worked with,
Eddie Cantor?
Many years with Eddie Cantor, but 2 or 3 years, and about 7 years with Bob Hope. So that's a long time.
And on television, you, of course, appeared as Miss Margaret Whiting.
The Whiting Girls.
The Whiting Girls.
Our own series, and then I've been on every possible TV show that has guests.
There's an organization out on the West Coast called the Thalians, and I understand you had some pretty important role in getting that thing on.
Well, I was one of the Hugh O'Brien and Debbie Reynolds and a bunch of us started. Actually, one of the gentlemen there tonight, Bill Cochran, who is a member of the press, he was one of the first, Corky was one of the first Thalians too, so we have that in common. So every time I come to Chicago, Corky and I get together and talk about what's happening with the Thalians. They raised almost $1 million to build this clinic on the coast, so they've done very well.
And what have you been doing up to your appearance here at the Blue Max?
I just came from St. Louis. I was at the Cheshire Inn, working there for a week, and I'm immediately following this, I'm going in about a week to Disney. When I'm through here, I'm going to Disney World in Florida. And I was in Columbus, Ohio, and I went to Waterloo, Iowa.
You can't hardly get to Waterloo, Iowa.
No, you can't hardly get there unless you come to Chicago, which I did. No, I had a couple days up there. I was doing some one-nighters, some concerts.
Well, we're glad you're doing a two-weeker here at the Blue.
Well, I am too.
You're going to be here till about the end of May, aren't you?
That's right, and I'm looking forward to every day of it.
Well, there's so many of your fans in the Chicago area who are going to get out here to see you, and I know that they'd like for me to say hello, and they'll say hello in person.
Well, how nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret White.
My pleasure.